bars and restaurants. Has his hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know just what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I finally got tired of asking, huh? Or what? So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we talk about the war in Ukraine, there's a man who's running for governor for the state of Nevada who knows war firsthand. He's been a part of it. Guy Nora will join us. He's a Republican candidate for governor. All that and a whole lot more coming up in the next few minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Joey Gilbert. When you elect me as your governor, our children's rights and needs will always come first. I homeschool my 11-year-old daughter, not just because our educational system is broken, but because it has been systematically destroyed. Nevada schools are ranked 51st in the nation. We're ranked below Puerto Rico, and there's a lot more to fix than CRT, though that racially divisive agenda will be out on day one. Rest assured, no one will be masking or testing our children or forcing them to get the Fauci-ouchie. Parents will be in charge of their children's education and all medical decisions. Teachers' unions will either step up or we'll decertify them and get them out. We have a huge child trafficking problem. A hotline will be set up and rewards will be issued to citizens who help us put these animals down. When I'm governor, children will see the return of their God-given rights to be kids once more. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we'll make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to gilbertforgovernor.com to learn more, and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls on Russia's president to end the assault on Ukraine.
We call on President Putin to stop this war. Immediately. Withdraw all his forces from Ukraine without conditions and engage in genuine diplomacy now.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, National Security Advisor to former Vice President Pence, General Keith Kellogg, says the U.S. should stop importing Russian oil.
And Europe is starting to, you know, figure ways to cut back on oil. We should just go totally cold turkey. What we're bringing in the range of 700,000 barrels of Russian oil a day. It's just insanity to me that we're doing it. I mean, if you really want to make Russia pay an economic price, you hit them where it hurts.
Meanwhile, Russian state media is spreading false claims that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fled Kyiv in what experts say is an effort to discourage Ukrainians and erode support for Ukraine around the globe. Also at townhall.com, U.S. employers adding 678,000 jobs in February.
In addition to the job gain, the Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped from 4 to 3.8%. The job gain underscored the economy's health as the Omicron wave fades and more Americans venture out to spend at restaurants, shops, and hotels despite surging inflation. The lower unemployment rate extends a sharp drop in joblessness as the economy has rebounded from the pandemic recession.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Stocks finishing lower even after the positive jobs report today. The Dow was off 180 points, the Nasdaq down 224. More at townhall.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's job situation is better than we first thought, with a new state jobs report putting Silver State employment numbers closer to pre-pandemic numbers, closer than first estimated. State officials say Nevada's employment level is at 1,425,000 jobs. That's just 24,000 jobs fewer than February of 2020. Nevada has added nearly 133,000 jobs since January of last year. Citing inflation, the Congressional Gaming Caucus wants to increase the level at which players are required to report their slot machine jackpot winnings to the IRS. The bipartisan measure would raise the current $1,200 trigger to $5,000. The current trigger level was set in 1977. Adjusted for inflation, it would amount to about $5,000 today. Well, big league weekend scheduled for next Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th, could be called off. Major League Baseball's failure to reach a collective bargaining agreement this week with the players' union has at least delayed spring training, so we'll keep you posted on that story.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash show westbound Craig Avenue at the 15 interchange. Also, look for some slow flows as you enter the downtown area. 95 eastbound past Valley View, you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. And delays on that transition, leaving 15 north to 515 east.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two, live and local, and joining us, I am so excited. I loved his introduction video. It was so incredibly different from just about anything I have seen out there. He is running for governor of the state of Nevada. He is Guy Nora, and he joins us. Guy, how have you been? You've been busy, my friend.
Good, sir. How are you? I have been busy indeed, but it's all for the right cause. I said I was going to earn every vote, and that's what I've been doing.
Your campaign has a great deal of momentum. Do you feel good about the state of the campaign so far?
Yes, we do, Kevin. We've been working really, really hard. Just to give you an example, I haven't been in my house in Reno except for 5 days since December 1st.
Wow.
We've been on the road. We've been talking to people. We've been meeting people. I think after two debates and the fundraising numbers came out, we vaulted up to the top tier of candidates. Momentum is on our side, and we're not going to stop now.
As you know, over the last couple of weeks, we have been dealing with the run-up to a war in Ukraine and the 9 or 10 days of the conflict. And you, better than probably anybody that I can think of, you know what it's like to defend your country. You did it in your native of Lebanon. Does what you're seeing in Ukraine, does it look familiar to you?
Oh, Kevin, it sure does, and it's so heartbreaking, and it brings back so many memories. I'm going to emphasize one point, which is when I watched the dads kiss their families goodbye and then head in the other direction with a machine gun in their hand. That was exactly what I did, and watching it just is very, very hard. And I pray for the people of Ukraine. I pray for the defenders. I pray for everybody over there.
I want to ask you, because you did an op-ed piece in the Reno Gazette Journal that I thought was just spot on. It was an opinion piece, obviously, but in it you say that America saved my life. How did America save your life?
You know, Kevin, before I came here, as we just discussed, I was literally fighting in a civil war. Protecting my neighborhood, my family, my friends. And, eventually in war, bad things happen and people die. Yeah. And in my case, I think this was one example where obviously America saved my life because my parents brought me here. But also it saved my life in the sense that everything I had gone through, was not for nothing. You know, I was able to have a great family, build a great career, give back to this amazing country that had taken me. And I'm still on that track right now. You know, I want to continue to give back, which is why I'm running for governor. So, yes, America did save my life.
And am I right that you had a weapon in your hands at age 15?
You're very right, Kevin. I would report... It was very disciplined. You know, I'd report for 18 to 24 hours, and when I would report in, I would be assigned a weapon and then a position or a job to follow, and that's what I would do for the next 18 hours.
In your op-ed piece, and I was so impressed by it, my experience in war made me who I am today. It is why I'm such a firm believer in the American dream, our freedoms, and perhaps most of all, our right to keep and bear arms. Can you expand on that about your experience in war and how it has influenced you? And is it maybe one of the reasons why you're running for governor of our state?
We've had wars forever as humans, and it is the one situation where everything goes down to the basics. Everything you ever do goes down to the basic. Perspective is, you know, when something is life and death, I think perspective comes right through. So from that perspective, what I meant to say is that as your governor, we're going to have a lot of crises. But when you've been in the ultimate crisis, which is really battle and life and death, you're always going to have the right perspective when you're dealing with a crisis, and you're going to have a cool head. And that's what we need a lot of times when we have crises. It's somebody with a cool head who can use their intelligence, who can use their experiences, and actually do the right thing when under very tough circumstances. So I think that's what I bring to the table here. And that's very, very important because we have a lot of challenges.
Again, Guy Nora joining us, Republican candidate for governor. He co-founded a life science venture capital firm. He was born in Lebanon, became an American citizen, and he is running for governor of our state. Guy, let me ask you, you're launching a statewide tour, I'm assuming all 17 counties, in just a couple of weeks. What's it called? The Battleborn Tour 2022. Talk about what you'll be talking about during that week or two.
You know, one of the most important things, again, we said we're going to earn every vote. So I'm going to be going out on my tour, meeting the folks, and asking them what the issues are that they need resolved. What are the issues you're thinking about? What do you have, you know, I'm going to be your governor. You know, how can I work with you and your community to make things better? So a lot of it, honestly, is a listening tour, Kevin. But some of it is also an introduction tour. I'm the least known candidate. And people have to meet me and get to know me and get to know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, what my intentions are. And I think it's going to be a beautiful give and take between a candidate with the best of intentions and the people who matter, which are our constituents.
Does it bother you that a lot of politicians are better at giving speeches than of listening? I mean, that's the one thing that's always stuck in my craw. A lot of politicians love to give speeches, but they don't do listening very well.
Well, you know, this is what's so funny, Kevin, is that people, you know, politicians are trained that, you know, they have bullet points they have to catch, right? You've got to say your 6 or 7 words that are so important, you're told. So when you're too busy trying to say the 6 to 7 words, you forget to listen. I'm the other way. I want to hear what people have to say. And as they're saying what they're saying, I'll start making my points. So, yes, I agree with you. To me, it's actually, as we would say, ass backward. And you know what? Let them keep doing it this way. You know, I'm here to shake things up and change the paradigm, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen.
Well, you said in your introduction video you were going to do a campaign unlike any others. Anything that we'll notice out on the campaign trail from you and your campaign, from your creative on radio and TV, anything we're going to see that's different that people will be able to say, wow, I can't believe that?
Well, you know, Kevin, when we did the first introduction video, which I really appreciate you saying that you liked it, it was a leap of faith, right? We didn't know how the world was going to take this. And we took a leap of faith, and we were able to, you know, the majority of the people that I talked to really, really like it. So expect that we're going to double down on this. We're going to do more of this. We're going to do more outside the, you know, the box type of things. And it's going to be, you know, the same style, but more and more on the issues and more making points. But again, in the same way that we did with the first video, because that was taken so well by our constituents.
I want to ask you, you probably don't know this because you live up north. But this radio program spends a lot of time talking about education and how we are 49th out of 50 in educational attainment. And the fact is that you are very much a part and you're heavily involved in the statewide constitutional initiative petition for education freedom. Can you talk a little bit about your involvement? And it's not just you flapping your gums. You actually have contributed a great deal of money to this campaign. Can you talk about your donation and what this means?
Well, you know, Kevin, it doesn't get more important than our children. And education is all about our children. And if we're going to attract businesses to our state, we also have to have education taken care of. So from my perspective, our responsibility as adults is to take care of the vulnerable in our society. And in this case, it's the kids. So I need someone who's as impressive as Aaron Phillips, who's doing the Power to Parents Educational Freedom Initiative. And you put your money where your mouth is. That's what I do.
How much did you give?
I gave personally $25,000 to seed the project. We say it's a seeding, you know, and to give, Kevin, tell you that this is not just words. First of all, I'm thrilled to be working with Erin and her group, and I would take her any day over anybody that's challenging her right now. I put my money where my mouth is. But the other thing that was incredible, this morning I was in elementary school, I was reading books to the little kids, second graders, and it's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. I walked out of that room thinking, thank God I'm doing what I'm doing, because the innocence in their eyes, the amazing, they didn't know me from Adam, and they were just excited I was reading them books, and we were having a great time together. And I was thinking, thank you, God, that I'm doing this for these kids, because they so deserve it. And I was so touched and so encouraged today. So this is a big one for me, and I'm all in.
This is going to be tested in the courts, as these measures always are. Are you confident that the language of these initiatives, these two initiatives, will pass muster in the courts?
Well, when we first talked to Erin, one of the big, again, that's how good she is. She knew she was going to be tested in court. And the reason why we had to make the donations early was that so she could actually sit down with some very good attorneys on our side and actually put the wording together so that it's not going to be stopped by the other side. And so I'm feeling pretty comfortable in A, Erin, B, the people that we hired in order to work for us on this initiative. And honestly, you know, when you do what's right, you win. And that's how the world is. And I think the other side is going to have to put up with that.
Does it surprise you that 70 to 80% of the folks here in our state in polling love the idea of school choice, whether it be ESAs, ESAs or the opportunity scholarships or any of that, that they favor school choice? Does that surprise you at all?
Not at all. Educational freedom and the money following the kids, it's one of the most basic things that are going to help us fix our educational system. And the folks, so all 70% of them, have a lot of common sense. That's what you count on when you're me. People having common sense, of course they get it. Of course everybody from every socioeconomic level gets it. Everybody from all religions, all races. It just makes sense. We got to do what's right for our kids. And 70% of people get that, thank God. But that's how it works. I'm not surprised at all. I think we just need to get our message out, and we have been. And the more our message is out, the more 30 is going to even shrink even more, the 30 that's against us.
Again, Guy Nora joining us, Republican candidate for governor. I know I'm like leapfrogging a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be happening over the course of the next few months. But on day one of your administration, what happens? What happens in Carson City?
On day one of my administration, even pre-day one, post-winning, before inauguration, I'm going to audit all of the departments that report to me, like 16 or 17 of them, depending. Everybody's going to be audited. So day one, we're going to be talking about the audits. I'm going to be talking to every head of every department about the audits that I've been doing and what I'm expecting and what I think should be happening and how we're going to work together on serving our people. So that's going to be it. It's going to be about customer service to our constituents that voted us in. But it's going to be day one. We're not going to start at day one. We're going to actually do all of our work before day one. And on day one, we're going to initiate.
and hit the ground running. One of the things that you have said on the campaign trail you want to do is you want to improve governance. What does that mean?
Yes. You know, it's so I've been blessed that my whole life I've been involved with companies that are the leading edge of management techniques, all kinds of management techniques, you name it, motivation, financial controls, transparency, communication, you name it, I've been able to do it. There's no reason why we can't take those skills and apply them to governance, to governance in the state. It's not brain surgery. I've seen brain surgery. This is not brain surgery. This is just common sense and just doing what's right with all of the tools that I've acquired. So that's what I mean when I say that. We're going to be a well-run machine as a state.
Does that include folks like the DMV and like Dieter that has been such a mess over the course of years?
Kevin, when I talk to folks on the road, the first example I give is the DMV. I met a gentleman last week at a function. I said, when was the last time you were at DMV? How was your experience? He goes, oh, man, it was like 7-8 hours. I go, what if I told you I'm going to make it 2 hours? He goes, I'll vote for you right now. DMV is, of course, right up there because it tends to be the big example that people use. So, of course, DMV and, you know, the unemployment, the Dieter thing. You know, people would have been fired here. People have been fired so quickly, so fast, and replaced so quickly and so fast, and we would have solved the problem. There are still people out there that haven't gotten this problem solved. Unacceptable, in my opinion. Anybody should be ashamed of that in our state.
Well, and again, can I tell you, there is a company here in Las Vegas, and it's called DMV Made Easy. And it's a private corporation. It's a private business on a street corner, and they'll do your smog, and they'll register your car, and they'll go through all the hassles so that you don't have to do it. I thought that's what government was supposed to do, not private business.
Exactly. Why are we paying twice for this?
Yeah,
taxes already pay for the DMV. Why am I going to have to pay twice for this? And by the way, you see how unfair that is. You and I can probably afford it, but normal people that have to live a life and work hard and have two jobs, they can't afford this. It's my job as the governor to make sure that service is available for them without them having to go get it, outsource it somewhere else with extra money.
I know you're spending a lot of your own money on this campaign, but I got to ask you, if people want to help you out, if they listen to you and they say, man, this Guy Nora really makes sense, how can they reach out to you? What is it that you need at this point?
I think I need two things. I need name recognition and people, you know, saying they're going to vote for me and convince everybody that I'm the right person who can win this primary and, most importantly, beat Governor Sisolak and the general. I can assure you that's going to happen. That's the first thing. The second thing with regards to donations, it's noraforenv.com, noraforenv.com. Any number is appreciated because I think that, you know, your first vote is a check. And I have been so humbled, Kevin. I get so many $25 checks from folks that are retired. And I can't tell you how humbling that is to me because I know with today's inflation under our friend Biden and, you know, that their fixed incomes are already under attack. And yet they're sending me a $25 check. So, Kevin, you'd be happy to know I respond to every single one of them. And I say, I so appreciate what you've just done, sir and ma'am. And I will be there for you now and when I become governor. So it would be highly appreciated because it also gives us credibility out there. It's like, oh, you know, Guy Nora is not just putting his own money. Actually, there are people out there, real normal people who care and who are writing checks on his behalf.
I'll just ask you, when does the Battleborn Tour 2022 begin, and when will you be coming to Las Vegas?
Well, I happen to be in Las Vegas now. I'm in Las Vegas all the time because I'm spending a lot of time in Clark County. The tour should start this week, and it should go on for a month or so. I think we're going to be flexible about it. You know, it's one of these, we're going to, of course, do all 17, but then we're going to do special cities, we're going to do town halls, we're going to, you name it, we're going to be doing it. Everything that's ever been done, we're going to be doing with a little bit of the tilt that I told you before about outside the box.
I like it. I like it. Guy, congratulations on a great start to your campaign. Be safe out on the campaign trail. I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, my friend.
I look forward to it, and I look forward to meeting you in person, Kevin.
I can't wait. Thanks, Guy.
All right.
There you go. Key Norah, a Republican candidate for governor, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's...